So what we are really uncovering is what the world needs to be aware of, which is in this case, for the first time ever in Hawaii, we had essentially a fire hurricane, which is to say a hurricane that had just passed, left us with 60 to 81 mile per hour winds. Those winds fanned a very hot flame across a very dry planet, in this case, part of Hawaii. So the fire itself moved between 60 and 81 miles per hour across that part of the community, which meant that it overwhelmed the fire trucks that were there. It overwhelmed cars. It overwhelmed people. It destroyed the infrastructure, the pipes, and the wires so quickly that the typical warnings, the warnings that we normally use on the internet and through cell phones, they became immobilized. And with fire that was upwards of 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit, it destroyed infrastructure so rapidly that nobody could get in. And I want to tell the world that I'm not making this political. There is a great challenge with a climate-affected world. It is drier. It's hotter. We all know that. From 1953 to 2003, we had 6 fire emergencies. In this month, we've had 6 fire emergencies in Hawaii. So we just want people to be realistic and know that they're going to have to increase fire response. They're going to have to increase modalities of alert. These are the lessons we're learning. And yes, I'll hold anyone accountable that made human error. I can't say at this point what the scope of that is. That's why we have independent investigators and people to review this, mostly so we can learn to share with the world.